Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, how exactly does this quite a big change to the public transport system affect homeless people at the moment?
Well, it's affecting homeless people because many of them are outside of the loop of what happens in the general public. If you're transient and homeless, and there is over 100,000 homeless people in Australia, and in the Wollongong area there's 1,500 on any given night, those people are not always in touch with what is happening in the rest of the community. So many don't get to watch television. They have limited access to media sources. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the times they're unaware of what is happening. And we have been encouraging all the people who come into the hub, and we get over 30 homeless people coming into the hub a day, to shift over to the OPAL system. And what I'm finding, well, we're telling them there is no option. Strangely enough, it coincides with Homeless Persons Week. Persons Awareness Week is this week.
Yes.
So the 1st of August rolled out the OPAL card and the Homeless Persons Week, and I think that the homeless are the ones who are going to be affected the most. So we have assisted a lot of people to apply for their cards. And they go online, they have to fill in a lot of details, and it takes 21 days for the card to come out. When we raised this issue with the OPAL card people and said that this is going to really affect homeless and transient people, they said, oh, that's interesting, because we've had these lines open for information and this is the first time we've heard of it. And we thought, oh, that's very strange. Nobody had thought how it was going to affect these people. So you need an address to have an OPAL card sent to you. Many people, homeless people, don't have an address.
Mm-hmm.
It takes 21 days. They said that they could do that and turn it around in 7 days and send it to the address. And I'm saying, you're still not getting what we're saying. Many people do not have an address. So if they are not in touch with somebody like the Homeless Hub, where we get people's mail sent, or they don't have family, friends, that's a difficulty in itself. The difficulty also arises that when people needed money to catch the train or to go to appointments, seeking accommodation or going to medical appointments or Centrelink appointments, we used to be able to assist them with $2.50. We would just give them $2.50.
Yeah.
Now, we can't buy OPAL cards in bulk because they are concession cards. So they would have to pay full fare if we were to give them a regular OPAL card. So it is causing quite a few difficulties, and my fear is proving to be that when we talk to people, we say, do you have an OPAL card? Oh, no, haven't done that. No. You do know that it will be your only form of paying for transport. And they say, oh, yeah, I'm not going to bother about that. And what will happen is people will become frustrated. People will just jump the trains, which they do, and that will incur state debts, and that escalates very quickly. If you don't pay that initial fine, it escalates very fast, which stops people from being able to apply for driver's license, et cetera, et cetera.
It does, and it puts homeless people back in the firing line to a large degree of a lot of these punitive measures. Have we heard anything formal from the Transport Minister? Has Andrew Constance actually made a comment on this?
Well, I did hear that there was a comment made that it wouldn't affect many people because there are not... people are not using the public transport system, and I guess that he is just thinking of the commuters who are travelling backwards and forwards to work. But we know for a fact that homeless people use the transport system quite a lot. There is, in fact, roughly 30 people sleeping on the trains every night because they have nowhere else to sleep. That is just on the Sydney down to the Illawarra line. There can be up to 39 people who get on the last train out of Sydney. They stay on it till they get to Kiama, and then they travel back up. It's their only way of keeping
warm.
Safe and warm.
Yeah.
And on a night or a very early morning like this morning, many people are waking up in bed and hearing the rain outside and it's cold, and that is the only alternative left to some homeless people.
Just quickly, Julie, is there an elegant solution, do you think, that could be useful for, as you said, not incurring state debt and not being onerous on homeless people?
I think that what they've done is they've made it restricted because they don't want people buying concession cards if they're not eligible for it. But I think just a photo ID, so that they can get that, and we can or something where we are able to purchase bulk Opal cards
to be able
to distribute, and that they show their license or they show their certificate, Centrelink proof, when they on the train if a ticket collector comes along. But also, it's just the one and only method that gets me. A woman fleeing a domestic violence situation, is she going to be thinking if the abusive partner or man, she has a window of opportunity to be able to escape from the house, she runs to a bus stop and can't get on or can't get on a train because she doesn't have an Opal card?
Julie, a very, very good point. Thank you so much for speaking to Breakfast this morning.
Thank you. Thanks, Nick.